Okay, so we're ret.
We're ret.
It's 2022. I gotta remember that.
Like, I don't remember where I was, but I heard somebody say that I want to be my ancestors' wildest dream. And the fact that all three of us got a couple college degrees, we are our ancestors' wildest dreams, because none of them were able to even imagine a life of reading, education, or any, because of the quality of life that they were afforded back then, which is why the Fountain City Difference Project, Inc. empowers youth with choices. We will continue to empower youth with choices for the rest of eternity, because our ancestors could not imagine a life of choices. They were born for one specific purpose, to be a piece of property. And the fact that we are able to elevate past that, I feel like we should pay it forward. And that's exactly what I and the Fountain City Difference Project will be committed to doing, which is why my story will matter. I am sorry, I'm getting passionate. Moving on. What y'all think? I'm getting angry now.
Because, you said it right, passionate, not angry.
I'm getting passionate now, so I'm sorry. But y'all guys, do you believe the question that I asked? Do you believe it?
I completely agree with what you said. I mean, I agree. I mean, I really don't have any other extra words, because you've used your college education to say everything that I was thinking. So we're going to move on to the next.
Okay. So you don't have any?
Mm-mm. I agree with you completely. Okay. Like, there's nothing else for me to say. It was for me, what you said was just like P-Bid's moment of truth.
Bruh, we are the orchestrator of our own problems. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that just took me out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's how I felt when you just said.
Well, I mean, tagging off of, you know, being our own problems. What makes life worth living?
Oh.
I hate P-Bid and Lady D. Y'all, I hate them all so very much.
Just like P-Bid a hoe. Oh, God! Oh, my God!
It's my birthday for Christmas.
Hey,
rain boots.
No copyright over here. Rain boots and a very thin piece of fabric between your bar.
That question did not have to go in that direction.
What makes life worth living?
I think that's to each his own. I mean, I can't tell you what makes your life worth living.
You could. It's kind of a job.
I am not going to tell you what makes your life worth living, because I do not live your life.
So you're
going
to leave me susceptible to all the negative influences.
That's why he don't like Christmas, because you didn't tell him what makes his life worth living. How about you had you would have told him that Christmas makes his life worth living? Y'all, I keep talking about that because y'all didn't hear the last episode. Y'all know what? Go back before y'all pause right now. You better do it. Pause right now. Go back to the one before the last episode of season 11. Go back to that episode and listen to P-Bid. You won't hear him at all, because he hates Christmas. Please continue. You can't back, right? Okay, good, you're back.
So like I was saying, I can't tell anybody else how to live their life or what makes it worth living. I can only do that for myself. And in essence of that question, or try to answer it, what makes my life worth living is to try to find peace, inner peace. I don't like conflicts. I don't like dealing with them, and unfortunately the world is full of them. So to help me cope with all of the conflicts that, you know, arise, you know, finding inner peace for myself helps me make my life worth living. So that's just me. What about you guys?
Well, if you want to figure out what makes a life worth living for PB, you can check him out on his new spinoff.
It's called The Ladies Love PB. Casting in the North Carolina and Northern Atlanta areas. all the way down to the Southern Panhandle of Florida. He is looking for cast members. So if you guys know anybody, or if you are, you would like to join The Ladies Love PB, please let us know.
Have a credit score of at least 700.
Okay. That is, please send us an email to youthought@neverevergonnahappen. again, that was youthought@neverevergonnahappen.
.com.
No, we are .org over here.
.org.
So that is youthought@neverevergonnahappen.org. We are organization and we are official. So yes, again, that was the northern North Carolina, all the way down to the southern panhandle of Florida. Ladies Love PBID casting call.
Oh God.
Happening Fleblujingo 22nd, 1977.
Time travel. It's great. Yeah. Time travel is great.
That's definitely what PB is going to be finding out in 2022.
What makes life worth living? Hey.
Along with Lady.
If you guys have not figured out, Lady D is PB's first, second, third, fourth, fifth conscience. So,
I don't know why he
cannot.
I can barely get my shit together.
So he cannot determine anything without her being there. He cannot make any calls. He cannot make any choices. Nothing can happen until Lady D signs off on it. Okay, just in case you didn't know.
Oh, goodness. I don't know why I have that much influence.
Hey, you know what? It's good to have a friend like that. It really is. That is what makes life worth living. That is what makes life worth living. Having the true, I won't say the trueness, but the, my college words are escaping me, but having the strength and the foundation of a genuine friendship and someone you can, they are so weird. Having the strength and the foundation of a genuine friendship is what makes life worth living. See, y'all know what? Y'all are what make life worth living. Because, you know, all of the other things that, like the material things and all of those things, those are bonuses. But if you can have a partner in which you can call your friend, I feel like you won. Like you checked off the box. You got atop the big old
atop the big what?
The big old tire pyramid. You got atop the big tire pyramid and you won. Lady D gave me a thumbs down. I guess I didn't do well with that one. But finding a genuine connection with somebody, whether that is a spouse, a best friend, whatever, a dog, a turtle, whatever.
Yeah.
Finding a genuine connection with another something. I don't know how to put it. I know I'm failing y'all right now, but I got you, I promise. But yes, finding a genuine connection with someone else is what should, or what can, make your life worth living, because you won't feel like you have nobody to talk to, because life is not for the faint at heart. It is not a thing that should be taken lightly. And when somebody is going through a very difficult time in life, when you are already trying to live life, having somebody there that can truly give you what it is that you need, not what you want, but what it is that you need to hear, and what it is that you need to hear to push yourself to that next level, that can keep you here a little bit longer. I'm gonna just say it like that.
Amen.
Yeah, that I just feel like that And I feel like that's a, that can be a flaw in the Black culture, because a lot of times men don't feel like, well, especially Black men, it can, they feel like they can't cry, or they feel like they can't be vulnerable. Let me correct myself, because that, I feel like that stereotype is slowly dwindling, just because I don't know what the shift was that took place. I really don't, but I am hearing more. Maybe it's just the stuff that I listen to. I'm not saying that this is the overall construct of it, but maybe this is the stuff that I listen to. But I feel like it is the idea that Black culture is, or that Black men can't cry or anything like that. I feel like that culture is slowly dwindling. PBID had an actual video for us. I want to play something for y'all, and then we're going to wrap ourselves up. But I want to wrap ourselves up. Bang. Well. I want to play something for y'all, and then when y'all hear this, I'm gonna share my we're getting it pulled up for you, but I'm gonna share my, I want, we're gonna all listen to it, and then we're gonna share our thoughts on it, okay? And yeah, just let us know, please hold. Do 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 do. While he's pulling this up, why in the Black culture is it a problem if you like anime?
I don't know. Well, for me, I don't really care that. I don't really care that I like anime and other people don't. And the Black community. So I think for me, because I'm not gonna say I'm an otaku, but I like,
what is an otaku?
I don't know the official definition, but it's basically someone who like lives, breathes anime and, you know, that type of culture, that type of I'm not gonna say lifestyle, but who lives and breathes anime, manga, things like that. So, I don't... Now, for an example, I went to an anime event.
Wawa?
No.
Wawa?
That's not what it's called.
Wawa? You went to Wawa?
I didn't go to the gas station, okay?
Okay. Oh, that is a gas station.
So
what was it called?
It was Awa.
That's what I said, Wawa.
No, you did not say that. But I went there, and it was interesting. Obviously, majority of the people there were non-people of color. But I don't really know how to say it in regards to why. Because when I was in high school, I used to hear a lot of young, well, Black guys, they're like, I watch, you know, the Dragon Ball Z, the Yu-Gi-Oh, and all that other stuff. And that is technically anime, you know? But I'm just like, so why do you have to feel like you have to be closet about it? You know, it's okay. You can come out of the closet about it. You can like anime. It's okay.
So why do you feel like it? Because is it? Do you feel like people are saying that if you're Black, you can't like anime because that's a quote unquote white thing?
No.
So why?
First off, it's not white in general. I think it's because it's like a stereotype where you would have that. I'm not gonna say the weird kid, that that kid that runs down the hall like he's in an anime with his arms going back.
You know what?
I think every high school and school in general has had at least one of those.
I most definitely, you know what? This is gonna sound really weird, but when she said that, y'all, I can vividly remember the guy from my high school. Y'all, if One of these days, y'all gonna find out. But I went, my high school, we had one. And you knew when he came running, you got to slap hell out the way, because that nigga didn't stop. I mean, he went full speed ahead with his black coat, his book bag, exactly. And his black, I mean, and you better move, because he was not about to stop. You about to get trampled, ran over, slapped down, and all of the above. Alrighty, good people, one more time for good measure. Keep calm and conquer. It's 2022. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.